challenge to the slow start? I know you talked all week about trying to get in the rhythm and the flow early. Obviously, that
yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, just we'll be able to go back to the tape and look at it and see where we can get better. I think it's going to be a good tape to look at, some good, some bad. So overall, you know, good learning process.
Sorry, can you walk us through what happened?
Yeah, the first one, you know, I knew he was rotating down, but I had lost sight of him and I turned around and by the time I let go, he was breaking on it, so it's a great play. I got to learn from that. So the second one, just a little bit of a miscommunication to the right behind. We'll clean that up on tape.
On the first one, do you think you locked in too long, let Collins read it in retrospect?
Nah, I felt like I got to it pretty quick, but I think he read it from the jump, if that makes sense.
Christian, Tyus told us the quarterback decision is coming sometime in the next few days. Do you feel like you've made a case for yourself to be the starting quarterback?
For my job, again, is just to come in every day and do the best I can with what I'm handed and execute and get better and learn. So yeah, that's my mindset to it. When coach makes that decision, he's gonna make the decision that's best for the team.
Christian, when do you know that you were gonna start?
I mean, we had just found out, you know, not right before the game, but I think like Friday.
How difficult was it to come back in after sitting down when Bryce got hurt?
You're just hanging out for a little bit, so you know, it's part of the deal, it's part of the game. You gotta be ready. So you know, just something that happened, you had to be able to do that.
What positives did you take out of the quarterback?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of positives. I mean, you know, obviously the two interceptions can't happen, and you know, those are things that I gotta go back and look at on tape and learn from them. But you know, I thought with the exception of the slow start and those two plays, you know, there were some good things sprinkled in there, especially in the second quarter, and then, you know, being able to come in and finish the game at the end. So I think just overall as a team, though, we got to go back and look at it and reflect and see how, you know, we were able to come out so hot in the second half, and we got to be able to start like that and play all four quarters.
How different has it been for you these last 2 weeks playing against first team defenses? How different is that versus coming in?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different. You know, I think there's a learning curve to that, and understanding that a lot of those guys on that side of the ball, you know, played a lot of football and they know how to hide some things and do some things differently. So I'm not saying that the other guys don't. It's just, you know, those guys do it and they're expected to do it day in, day out, year in, year out. So I think it's been good for me just being able to see that and having to kind of step my side of the bargain up. It's been good.
Christian, do you feel like you're on the right path? I mean, obviously, everyone wants your growth to be accelerated, but do you feel like over these past couple weeks specifically that you're going in the right direction?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's one of those things, like you said, everyone has their own opinions as to how growth is supposed to happen at this position in the league, and I think it's the best way I've ever described it, is a marathon, not a race. And you need to be able to take the good, take the bad, learn from the bad, build on the good. And just kind of keep your head up and push through things, because it's not always going to be peaches and cream. You got to be able to bounce back from mistakes and things that didn't go your way. And I think that's really what defines you as a player and as a person too, you know, how you react to adversity.
Was this progress from last week, or tonight did you feel like you did not play as well as you did in Detroit?
You know, I think that's hard. I got to watch the tape, but I think there were some good things on tape tonight. You know, I'll be able to go back and look at it and see and get an evaluation. But, you know, I think I feel pretty good with some things, and obviously, like I said, there's some things like that.
Everybody good?
Thanks, Christian.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.